worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you are all having an absolutely wonderful day today. And how are you doing today, Dan?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely great. I apologize for the not as good a normal audio quality, but my headset just failed on me. And so I'm having to go directly into the iPad, which I don't like doing, but I did it like this for 3 years, except now I've been spoiled along with you guys. And hopefully it sounds okay, but the other one's got a real bad buzz to it. I'll have that fixed by tomorrow. I want to start off with a story today. This is interesting. Oh, by the way, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, Austin. I want to talk about the tech giants. I talked really in detail this week about Google and what they're doing and how they're doing it. And it's, you know, it's getting clearer and clearer that these tech giants are less in the business of making money, but they're more in the business of controlling human behavior. New technological developments indicate that they intend to double down. TruStream Media, just a new video on this, I'll post it on the website, and it's talking about the wildly invasive technologies that seek to sink all brains into a controlled internet, into a hive mind, to merge us into an augmented reality. This is what they did in Genesis chapter 6 when every thought was evil with every time. And what's funny to me, Austin, is that we, you know, we cover all this stuff and we go back to the scriptures and we talk about what the internet talks about, not the internet, the Bible talks about as far as what's happening when all thoughts of all men were evil all the time. One technology they're talking about in this video is talking about how they can decode the tongue muscle inputs and they can be monitored by the brain. The demonstration of this is particularly creepy in which they can actually change what you do and what you speak. The 5G-enabled Internet of Things is emerging not only as the most Orwellian surveillance system ever devised, but it's one that seeks to merge real life with an online simulation of reality. Listen to me, friends. That also controls your actions. It says basically that appliances and machines will run efficiently and human beings will run like machines and appliances like bio-robots. I talked about this years ago, how they're tying us into the smart dust, how they're tying us into becoming a bio-robot. And now, finally, the other alternative media sites are coming up and picking up on this. But remember, we're talking to you from a scriptural standpoint. When Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. We're talking about the second coming of Christ, when he said that every thought of every man will be evil all the time. And he said it was going to be like the days of Noah. The only way they can achieve this, and I'm going to say it again, is through a hive mind, through an internet interface, tying all of us together with AI D-Wave computer into an interdimensional interface with Lucifer himself. This is what he's done to this planet and what he's attempting to do again with the 5G net technology. And as I said earlier, a few weeks ago, how do we know that this is not what Lucifer has done over and over and over again with planets all over the cosmos? It's kind of like the Star Trek show, The Borg. When the Borg come in and they take over a civilization, then they go to another world, take over a civilization, and they tie them into a hive mind. How do we know that this is not Lucifer's plan, since he's not omnipresent, to completely control the planet and its inhabitants and to put us into a hive mind situation? We need to understand that. Speaking of hive minds, for all of those folks that are continuing to not hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire, the Trump administration has now dropped the citizenship question from the 2020 census. I kid you not. The Trump administration said Tuesday it was dropping a citizenship question from the census days after the Supreme Court ruled against the question's inclusion. President Trump had initially said that he wanted to delay the decennial census as his administration continued to push for the question to be included in the 2020 survey, but that effort appears to be over by our judiciary because they basically are turning into a bunch of Rothschild-controlled puppets because they can control the majority. After a Justice Department lawyer said the decision was made to start printing census materials without the question of whether or not you're a citizen on the census. I mean, you think about this for just 1 second, and you understand how they're taking us over little by little. Miley Cyrus, by the way, because I don't care for her, she's turned into a completely for many years, unleashes an expletive-filled climate rant at a local concert and saying, we are the last effing hope on this dying effing planet. And here we go. She, again, is promoting the narrative of carbon taxes. She is the one who is promoting the narrative of the fact that we're overheating the planet and destroying the planet. And in reality, it's the cartels that are controlled by the people who took down Building 7, those same folks again, that are doing everything to the planet and destroying the climate. But they're the same people that have promoted her. They're the same people that have helped her to learn how to worship Lucifer and be a witch and do all the things that she does at her concerts. And so now she's doing exactly what she is being told to do. Yahoo came out with a story this morning, Austin. It said witches were the first feminists, says a local star over in Paris, and that witches were the first ones who basically were the ones who came in and became the feminists. Well, that's kind of crazy, but that's kind of what they're saying. Leah basically turned Chrysler around with the minivan and with the, you know, and all the things that he did back in the 80s. He also worked at Ford Motor Company, was responsible for the Mustang. Brilliant man, age 94, lived an incredibly good life, and I hate to see him go. By the way, now they're saying the Lutheran Church, some of the offshoots of Lutheran Missouri Synod, are really covens of witches. They practice goddess worship, Shabbatic journeying, crystals, and it's a sacred dance to Ishtar. This is crazy. And they're talking in Revelation 21:8, it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And guys, these guys are just doing liturgies to the divine feminine. This shows you how far even these mainstream denominations have gone. But remember, this is not the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, and they've kind of gone off the deep end. Now, another article, the Democrats are using the same tactics as Adolf. Adolf Hitler did
We're getting real bad connection, bud. I'm losing you. I can barely hear anything you're saying. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay, how do I sound now?
I'll go ahead and take over the show. You get a better service connection here. Also, too, in other news, guys, this is interesting. Remember, I talked to you the other day about the aspect of what happened in Portland, Oregon again, and the more Antifa attacks that are occurring. We're seeing this over in Seattle. We've seen this in Oregon. And these attacks are occurring again, over and over and over again. Antifa with their violent rhetoric as far as what they talk about, their actions and everything. And now, the conservative journalist Annie Nugo, you guys remember, who has violently assaulted by Antifa in Portland, Oregon, basically beat up, kicked, crowbarred, and also hit in the face with a milkshake laced with quick dry cement. After all this has happened now, apparently there's been an investigation being called for by Senator Ted Cruz, because the police chief, the Portland Police Association president, Daryl Turner, has now called out the mayor of Portland, the hardcore mayor, Ted Wheeler's hardcore communist, and walks around in all the gay pride parades, super supportive of Antifa and so forth, has now come out now, and he said it's time for our mayor to do two things, to tell both Antifa and the Proud Boys that our city will not accept violence, and to remove the handcuffs off our officers and allow them to stop the violence through strong and swift enforcement. He goes on to say it doesn't matter if our citizens are Democrats or Republicans. No one should be attacked in the streets. Good leadership means taking the reins and stepping forward to let people know when they're doing wrong. Where our voice is condemning the lawless and violence, if this violence has been directed towards Antifa, there would have been immediate call for an independent outside investigation. This is a perfect example of Portland politics at work and why our great city is now under fire in national news. And essentially what he came out and said now is the same thing we've referred to, as Mayor Ted Wheeler has told local law enforcement not to engage Antifa under any circumstances. Do not arrest them, do not detain them, do not do anything to them. However, if anybody does anything to Antifa, law enforcement is supposed to get involved, but essentially law enforcement's doing absolutely nothing. And what's crazy now is we're seeing that there's going to be this big Antifa protest essentially in D.C. in the very near future they're working on. And multiple individuals now have been posting up the article and screenshotting what has been going on multiple forum boards, how Antifa members are now talking about making muriatic acid bombs and muriatic acid balloons with wax and using them at the Antifa rally. And now Facebook has gone in and said they are fake news. They've been fact fact-checked, and they are fake news, and that Antifa is not engaged in any evidence of a violent plot whatsoever, even though the individuals now who have seen the forums have the screenshots of multiple individuals, including one of them, who said, who's coming to D.C.? He goes, we're going to toss as many balloons of muriatic acid in the faces on as many Proud Boys as we can. I'm going to blind as many blank as possible. Balloons filled with muriatic acid covered in wax will do the job. We already have the muriatic acid, wax, and balloons. This is what this guy's saying. And of course, Facebook now has said that's fake news, that's fake news, that's fake news. Banned anybody who's even reposting that article now. And this is what's going on, is we have an entire faction of not only the deep state and the government, but now the social media aspects of coming in and saying anything that essentially does not fit their narrative is fake news. This is why I said so succinctly last year, once we found out what was really going on with the entire Russian collusion, from the very beginning, we knew there was something strange about this, and we knew it had nothing to do with Russia, it had nothing to do with Trump, it had nothing to do with the election, it had nothing to do with that as far as the fake news narrative of the Russian collusion. What it did was, it gave the social media platform a pretext to start going in and restricting what people can and can't say on social media under the guise of fake news or Russian collusion meddling. This, I've said this so many times. Notice how Facebook and Google and Twitter and nobody has even come back and backtracked their statements after Mueller came out and said there was zero Russian collusion, nothing to see, nothing happened, complete and total fake news. And again, Facebook for years now has been saying they're doing this all under the guise of the protection. It's for our protection, remember? It's for our protection so we don't get to see fake news on Facebook. It's for our protection so we don't get confused about what's really going on. This is about to get really, really aggressive, physically and internet-wise. This is something they're getting set up for right now, because once it starts going full-blown violent, they want to be able to come in and completely shut down the entire narrative on the alternative media side. There's even been reports now that I've been hearing from, and I can't verify these 100% yet, but I'm pretty confident after what I saw the other day with the 503 gateway down on almost all the alternative media sites for about 30 minutes and everything else. You go on Facebook, you click eBay, you click PayPal, they're all perfectly fine. Wasn't my internet connection. Dad was getting the same thing in North Carolina as well, in a completely independent network connection, and I had multiple people email me and tell me the exact same thing. The alternative media sites were getting hit with a 503 gateway fail, and they were only alternative media sites, and there was about a half a dozen of them that I tried to go to. I could not get on at all at the exact same time. From what I'm hearing now is that Google Chrome and other factions of Google are going to start going in and blocking what sites essentially pop up. They're already doing this now, should I say lightly. They're doing, you know, as far as the shadow banning, they're pushing stuff down to the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 15th page. But essentially what they're going to do now is they're going to have approved Google sites that pop up that are approved by Google. And if they do not have Google's seal of approval, they are not going to make it. They are essentially going to get completely backed down, either to backside or not even show up. And you're going to have to go into your browser and change the browser default settings to allow it to not be as restrictive. You guys know a lot of times you can go on there and click restrictive content if you don't want bad stuff to pop up, parental content. That's essentially what they're going to roll all of our media, alternative media sites. So if you basically talk about GMOs, if you talk about chemo, if you talk about vaccines, if you talk about glyphosate, if you talk about Monsanto, Big Pharma, Bayer, any of those sites now are not going to be approved by Google starting in 2020, and they're going to start banning them from popping up, and you're going to have to physically go in and change your browser settings. What's also to be reported, and again, I cannot verify this 100% yet, but this is what I'm hearing from multiple people, is that they're going to start using the same context and the same platform that China has been using with the social credit score as far as going in. And if you go to these websites, if you change change your browser settings and you go to them, they're essentially going to decrease your level of security, or they're going to decrease some type of safety score that you have. Remember, Facebook and also Apple has already been working on this. They came out with this last year where Apple was coming in and they were giving people an online security score, basically meaning if you were a safe person to do business with, if you were a scammer, if you were some type of credit card thief and so forth. And so they've already started working on that platform, and it looks like, allegedly, Google is going to be rolling into that depending on what sites you go to on a regular basis. So this is not getting better. This is not going to slow down. We knew this a couple years ago when it started to heat up, that this was going to start to become more and more aggressive, and we've talked about it, and now we're actually starting to see the beginning of a full-blown tyrannical internet regime take place under the guise of safety and security and protection from fake news. When you have individuals online from Antifa talking about how they're going to start making muriatic acid wax-covered balloons and throw them in the faces of opposing forces that they're going against. By the way, muriatic acid is extremely corrosive in and of itself. It's very dangerous, especially if you get it in your eyes. The reason why they're putting wax on it is because the wax begins to melt with the muriatic acid, and it makes almost like a slime that melts onto your skin and becomes incredibly corrosive, and you can't get it off with water. You have to essentially go in and use other chemicals, including Dawn or Tide, to try to strip it off of your skin before it eats through and actually starts penetrating into the muscle tissue and getting into the bloodstream. That's why they're talking about using wax. So best believe this is terroristic behavior. This is terroristic threats. These are very serious. When you start talking about throwing muriatic acid wax balloons on people, that is not a joke. The same way they're running around with crowbars, brass knuckles, and 2x4s in Portland, Oregon, beating individuals and getting milkshakes and putting quick dry cement in them and throwing them on people. Antifa is being protected, funded, and boosted by the mainstream media. Every single where you go, you see them essentially being praised by mainstream media. You see them being protected by the hardcore communist mayors that are in place over there. They're doing this to try to incite violence with us. What they're wanting to do, and I'm letting everybody know this right now, this is why I tell people, don't attend these rallies, especially where you know Antifa's blatantly going to be there. Don't go there. Flat out, don't go there. Do not give them the satisfaction. If nobody shows up and they're standing there by themselves and they're all black out of attire with their muriatic acid balloons and nobody's there to talk to, they're going to feel pretty dumb and they're going to disperse pretty quickly. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the right-wing patriots at some point in time to engage Antifa with gunfire. I'm telling you right now, this is what they're trying to provoke. They're trying to provoke some type of patriotic group to get involved in some type of fight with them, to be in fear of their life, regardless of what's going on, and they start engaging them with deadly force, and then it will be all over mainstream media that Antifa has been attacked by patriots with guns, and we need to strip the patriots of these guns immediately. There's no reason for individuals that are this violent to have guns, and then we will see what we've already seen, and it'll take it a step further. The red flag gun laws, the ammunition restrictions and permits, the firearm permits, the registration demands, all the stuff we've already seen on the books take place, it's going to go into effect, but it's going to be 100 times worse, because we're going to see it geared directly towards anybody that opposes the hardcore communist agenda that Antifa is working for, and at that point in time, Google already has tracked everything you've done, everything you've looked at, everywhere you've gone, everything you've said, everything you've posted, and they will be able to build a database that they've already acquired and scan it for anybody that has said something negative about Antifa, that has said they're going to an anti-Antifa rally, that has said they're going to those areas that they can track on Google, and they will have a full list, and they will say, listen, because for your safety, Google now has put together a list of individuals that we deem to be domestic threats, because we know these individuals are involved in violence against Antifa. They were involved in shooting Antifa at this rally. We know that they're involved in this. So we're building a list now that we're going to go and visit these individuals and assess whether or not they are a danger to society and whether or not they're going to engage in a future crime, and we're going to handle so accordingly. And they already have the laws on the books to arrest you, detain you, and disarm you without you ever even committing a crime. So best believe, y'all, we need to be fully prepared for what's about to happen. The fact that Google is doing this right now, the fact that we see the mainstream media fully supporting Antifa, the fact that we have Facebook now saying that it's fake news and fact-checking articles that are coming up with Antifa getting ready to use muriatic acid balloons on individuals is blatantly being done because they want to control the narrative. So I just wanted to bring that up. I want everybody to be aware of this right now and understand what exactly is about to start happening over the next year. 2020, as we know, is going to be a very big year. United Nations had already planned that for decades for 2020. That is going to be, in my opinion, I think, the beginning part of all of this stuff to really start taking hold and go into effect, because we already know by 2030, the United Nations wants full global disarmament. They've already said that. You can go on their website and read their articles that go into detail about that. We already know they want a one-world government, and we already know they want a one-world currency. That will be the next protocol. If you look at what we've seen now from to the year 2000, from all the way from 9/11 all the way to now, you know, it's been roughly 18 years since 9/11. It's been almost 20 years since the Y2K 2000. And you watch and see what happened through the first decade and what's happened through the second decade now. And you look at what's going on. It's not hard to even graph it on a chart to realize what we're about to see is going to completely dwarf what has happened to us in the last 10 years by monumental proportions. We now have Oreo, which I completely do not support Oreo and their high oleic sunflower hydrogenated canola oil and all the other stuff they use. But now Oreo has come out now and come out with a special edition cookie packet that is called a pronoun packet. I kid you not.
They went
out and say, we celebrate inclusivity for our gender identities and expression in partnership with the NCTE. We are bringing out special edition pronoun packs and encourage everybody to share their pronouns with pride today and every day. Oreos, which I do not again support Oreo whatsoever, I never have. This should give you an even bigger reason not to. But Oreo, in most cases, in school systems and other places, are a staple for the chocolate sandwich cookie. This cookie has been around for decades, and now they're coming out with their pronoun packs to push their gender perverted ideology onto the younger generation. What we've seen now, if came out 10 years ago, would be completely and totally dismissed, and people would say, that's idiotic, that's stupid, that's nightmares, we're not going to accept that. Fast forward to 2019 now, and people are embracing it, loving it, and calling you a bigot if you don't give it a big fat hug. This is where we're at, guys, and in 2020, we're about to see everything start to come and take place right in front of our eyes, so we have to get ready, we have to be prepared, and we have to be speaking the truth as long as we physically can to wake up as many people about the lies and the narrative that they're being told right now, Dad. Have we lost you again? I think we lost Ted again.
No, right, I'm here. I'm fighting this doggone headset and this audio. Do I sound any better, or am I just kind of just...
Yeah, you sound great. You got good connection now.
Oh, great. Okay, let me start on this muriatic acid with balloons. Number one, you can't do that. It won't work. A balloon is not going to be thick enough, even if you coat it with wax, to withstand the acidity of a muriatic acid compound, unless the muriatic acid is extremely diluted, which is not going to burn anybody. There's no way that they're going to be able to do this with balloons. Now, they could do it with like a water bottle. They could do that. That would be strong enough and thick enough, but they couldn't do it very long because it would eat through the container within a matter of minutes if it was strong muriatic acid. I believe what I think is going on with this is that the Antifa people are intentionally releasing information out there saying that it's basically, this is what they're going to do, and now it's being refuted by mainstream news by saying that this is fake information. The reason they're doing this is to stoke up the patriots. they're trying to make us think, well, now they're going to have acid on us, so we have to come pre-prepared, pre-armed with guns. That's what they're doing. They're doing exactly what you said that could happen. Don't go to these rallies. Because if they start throwing stuff on you, whether it be slime, whether it be milkshakes with semen in it, whatever it is, you're going to think it's going to be acid. You're going to draw a weapon if you've got one with you. You're probably going to shoot them. And that's going to start the whole thing going. Remember, Antifa was originally developed in communist Russia during the early 1900s. That was the name of their anti-fascist group. When you watch the movie Dr. Zhivago, they talk about Antifa coming in and getting rid of the government, the imperial government of Russia and the Tsar. Antifa is the main backbone of communism. It has been for over 100 years, and they resurrected that name for what's going on right now in the United States of America. You have to understand, everybody, please listen to me for a second. Donald Trump is not in charge of the United States. He says he is. It's a lie. Donald Trump is a puppet. He's being told what to do, and he's doing exactly what he said. That's why he dropped the citizenship question on the census. That's why we still have hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border and being distributed into the United States every single month. That is why he continues to hold his rallies, so that all of the people who want America great again, who think that we have a person in the White House now who basically is doing something, are being subdued. This is why we had Q. Notice, we don't have Q saying we have 100,000 indictments anymore and everybody's about to get arrested. That lie has completely lost its punch for the last 2.5 years, and people realize now that's not going to happen, and that Q was a giant psychop set up by our CIA and basically used to basically subdue the patriots into not believing the truth and what's going on. This is exactly what happened with President Bush. Everybody loved George W. I thought the guy was a moron, and basically wanted to go ahead and support him with his Iraq endeavor, his Afghanistan endeavor, and all that was being used for was to basically bring in a World Bank in Afghanistan and bring the drug culture back into Afghanistan and set up an Afghanistan World Bank and to basically cause Afghanistan to be the number one heroin producer in the world with 10,000 square miles of opium production right now. All of it's being done and being run by the mob and by the controlled people that took down Building 7. All of this. And we can't sit here and go, Donald Trump's the savior. Donald Trump is this. Donald Trump's that. No. Donald Trump is in a position that he knows that he has to be compliant with what they tell him to do. He realizes that he's not in charge and he's not in control, that he's not going to be able to do anything at all as far as stopping the border with the border wall or any of this stuff. It's all a bunch of lies. He can't get it done. Why? Because the judiciary and the federal court judges, who I've been warning against for the past 30 years, when they put all of these incredibly strong communist liberal judges into these doggone circuit courts and these federal courts, which basically only answer to the Supreme Court, they're making all of these decisions. And it's tying everything up in litigation, so they can't do anything. So it's a major problem that we have right now, and we need to understand that Orwellian 1984 is no longer something that just we're talking about. It is something that's actually happening and going. Now, if you want to look at what's really happening, you've got to look at what's going on with the Sabbatean Kabbalist group and what they believe and what they're planning on doing with the United States. This is all part of it. Miriam Adelson, this is if you just understand this, Miriam Adelson, one of the Adelson people, wishes for the book of Trump in the Bible. Are you listening to me? This is what he's saying. Miriam Adelson, the wealthiest Israeli in the world, sings the praises of Donald Trump, even suggesting that he belongs in the Bible. Why is that? On June 27th, Miriam Adelson, billionaire wife of billionaire Sheldon Adelson, proposed that the story of Donald Trump, hero and patriot, ought to be added to the Bible. Her op-ed entitled A Time of Miracles appeared in the Israeli Daily, a paper which coincidentally her husband owns and she publishes. Ms. Adelson's article likened the U.S.-Israeli relationship to a marriage that has suffered the occasional rough patches. I won't even go there. But has ultimately deepened and flourished thanks to shared values and destiny. This is because we've given him $134 billion over the course of 7 years. That has a tendency to make him have a happy friendship. The Book of Trump, a stunning proposition indeed. One can't help but wonder where it came from. Guys, I'm not even going to go any further on this article. This just hacks me off. We have a government that's been co-opted with dual citizenships. And we have a government that is pushing a major Middle Eastern policy and has done so since the 40s. And if we don't see it and understand what's going on, of what is happening, we're never going to get it. We need to realize this world is extremely evil. And remember the Old Testament or the New Testament when Paul kept telling people, stop going to orgies, stop doing this orgy stuff, stop, you know, committing these sins and these atrocities. Now we have a prince, Kuwaiti prince or a Saudi Arabian prince, emir of Shiraz's son, Prince Khalid al-Osama, is dead at age 90, at 39. He's 39 years old. He went to a drug-fueled sex and party. I kid you not. Guys, this is what these elite do. This is what they're involved in. This is the perversion that is the mainstream socialist weirdo group of people who do not have Jesus Christ. And we have to understand, this is not a battle against flesh and blood. This is some weird stuff that's happening right now, and Austin's covering it very, very succinctly. They want you to go to these Antifa rallies. I went to an Antifa rally. I stumbled upon one on a trip to Washington, D.C. I was unaware of it for the weekend. I told you that last summer. I went up there with Harrison and Sharon. They were having the Antifa rally, and they were marching down the street, completely black, face masks on, carrying lead pipes, wearing helmets. And I thought they were the Nazis that were marching. In fact, I walked up to the police officer and I said, "Are those the neo-Nazis?" He goes, "No, that's Antifa." And I said, "Well, where are the neo-Nazis?" And he goes, "Well, they're over there, you know, having a speech." Couldn't get to them. They were all blocked off. There were 5,000 people there in Washington, D.C. to see this. And so I watched the neo-Nazis that night on TV, the supposed neo-Nazis, the white separatists, the nationalists, whatever you want to call them, whatever label they wanted to give them that day. And they were in three-piece business suits, no tattoos, dressed up very nice, speaking in a microphone, talking about unbridled immigration and what it's going to do to the United States, how it's going to destroy our culture, and that we needed to have proper immigration controls put in place, and that we needed to make sure we secured our borders. This is what the Nazis were saying. And finally, I walked up to one of the people. This I found out about later, but during the rally itself, I walked up to somebody, and I said, "Where are the Nazis?" And they said, "Oh, they're over there." And I said, "Well, God, they've got to be 95 years old. They're old. They've got to be old." And they said, "Oh, no, these are the neo-Nazis." I said, "Okay, so they're not there in wheelchairs and they're like senile." "No, these are neo-Nazis." "Well, they acted like Baptist preachers to me. They didn't look like neo-Nazis. I didn't hear them use one bad word. The Antifa guys are up there talking and using filthy language, talking about, oh, just filthy. So I'm not going to mention it on the air. Filthy words, GD this, F this. I mean, just screaming and yelling and carrying on, walking around with their pipes, threatening people. I mean, are you kidding me? Where have we gone in this country?" Austin's right. They're throwing all the stuff out about putting uric acid in balloons, which won't work because the acidity will eat up the balloon. That won't work. They're doing all of this stuff to provoke you, to try to force you to go to these rallies, to try to cause a confrontation, to further limit your gun rights. Because listen to me, you can't win by going to these rallies. Here's why. They're using the rallies as a flashpoint. They're using them as a precipitating incident. This is what they're doing with the rallies. They're trying to force more and more and more gun control. They had all kinds of these rallies with Antifa in Russia, and the troops were coming in. They were getting shot, and all this stuff going on and on and on and on. And pretty soon, it all caused the Russian Revolution. It took a period of about 20 years in Russia. The czars and everybody else were killed. The Rothschilds came in, put in their World Bank currency again, their Rothschild banking cartel, and basically took over Russia. And there was a deep-seated hatred of the Russians and the czars for being unwilling to put that central bank in for almost 100 years. And guys, and some other things were going on too I don't need to talk about. But the whole thing was this. It's all flashpoints. It's precipitating incidences. It's like, you know, when the USS Cole was bombed, you know, back in the 60s by the Israeli Air Force, and they tried to sink the doggone ship because they had seen a slaughter of a bunch of Palestinians and had record of it. I mean, they don't talk about what happened with all this stuff and why it happened. That's what happened. And so it's just one of these things. All of these Rothschild groups are doing everything they possibly can to bring in their one world Luciferian government with their Messiah coming in. Their third temple with their Messiah being pierced and bled, you know, with the sword of spear of destiny in the holy of holies in the inner sanctum. And that's what this is all about. And nobody wants to talk about it. You say, well, and I talked about this yesterday. I'm going to say it again. This isn't an anti-Jewish thing. It's not. This is not what this is. Don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up with that with that tar baby, all right? What it is, it's an anti-Satan thing. The Luciferians who run Israel are Rothschilds. That's who runs that country. That's why they have all of the homosexual parades and all of the perversion there. This is not what the typical Jews don't even want this. They don't want this. Even though they don't have Christ, they don't want this. They want to stay with some type of normalcy. This is the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferians who have been running this planet now, trying and attempting to take over the planet, you know, full bore since 1666, and then they've been around with the wizards and the warlocks and the fallen angels and everything else since the beginning of time, and they have maintained this control through a satanic hierarchy. That's what's going on right now. And that's why you get all of these people, the Council of 300, Bilderberg Group, I talked about all this yesterday in detail, who've been involved in all of this stuff. I also went into yesterday's show about what the CIA did, how they got us into the doggone war with drugs, which is a complete and total lie, and how they're the ones promoting the drugs to the people here in the United States. All of this stuff is smoke and mirrors, and Donald Trump is the head clown playing a show for us, and you have to understand that. And I'm not saying we're not going to have to re-vote for him again, because they're going to have some other nutbag coming in for the second person, but guys, it's all controlled theater. It's all controlled. This is all worldwide wrestling federation nonsense. And we're basically sitting here as pawns in the game watching this going on. That's why I prayed so strong on yesterday's show, and we all have to stand in unison one with the other as far as patriots and alternative websites and alternative news sites. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, that's really well said. And I mean, and back to what you were saying a second ago, yeah, what they're trying to do is so important that we all keep the same mindset on this, and we don't let anybody that is, as far as also, too, you got to remember that one thing about this that they like to do as well is bring in provocateurs and front them as neo-Nazis or as patriots on the other side. We saw that, remember, in Charlottesville. We had guys walking around with neo-Nazi or, a swastika flags running around with that. Everybody goes, who invited these guys? You know, where'd they show up from? But they're on our side and they're supporting us, allegedly. And so they did that. But then, remember, everybody's got a camera. It doesn't matter if they have any type of legitimate background. If they just have 10 seconds of a dude holding a Nazi flag with a swastika on it, standing on your side of the street, and then all of a sudden there's another video of Antifa getting shot, it doesn't matter if he was throwing cement in your face or throwing a bag of feces in your face and then somebody else pulled a crowbar out. If they have the second that you fall down after getting hit in the head with a crowbar and you discharging your firearm into somebody and shooting them, that's all they need. They need to find the first person that's going to fire the first shot. That's what they're trolling for right now. That's what they're baiting everybody for right now. Because then they will put it on mainstream media, on the camera phone, and they will show the entire world over and over and over and over and over and over and over again the conservative patriot who killed the peaceful Antifa protester. And none of the backstory will ever be reported. Nobody will ever be interviewed that actually talks about what really happened. It'll be pushed.
Travon Martin.
Yep, exactly. Martin. I mean, we saw how that narrative at the beginning almost started a doggone race war down here in Florida. Well, I was involved. I mean, I'm 30 minutes down the road from that happened. I mean, I remember all that happening down here. And nothing even happened as far as it was actually legitimate. All we knew one morning, we wake up and we hear that a white male executed a 17-year-old who was wearing a hoodie walking back to his house. And then we see the photos on the national media for days showing photos of an 11 and 12-year-old boy, little cute little black boys, 11 years old, in Olin Mills photos. And everybody goes, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. Well, come to find out, he wasn't an 11 or 12-year-old boy. He was a 17-year-old about-to-be man who was on suspension from high school, who was 6 foot tall, 175 pounds, and had been training in jiu-jitsu, aikido, and shoot fighting for the last 2 years. Zimmerman was not a white individual. He was Hispanic, and he was 5 foot eight and 200 pounds. He had a concealed carry permit. He was head of the neighborhood security force, and he saw an individual walking with a hoodie on that he had never seen before going in between houses, and they had just had burglaries a few days before that. He tried to find the individual, got sucker punched, got mounted as far as in a shoot fighting position, and was getting beat on till he drew his weapon from his pocket and shot the individual, Trayvon Martin, in the chest and killed him. It was a horrific incident. It was horrific. But it was not at all what the mainstream media portrayed it out to be for days on end until we finally found out the truth. And again, Mainstream media didn't issue a rebuttal. They didn't say, we're sorry we have photos that are 6 and 7 years old that we put on national television. We're sorry about all that. They didn't do any of that. They did it intentionally to start a riot down here. The good thing about Florida is so insanely armed in most places that majority of people know it's like the Wild West, and if you really want to get in a gunfight, you can get in a gunfight pretty quickly down here in Florida because just about everybody's carrying a firearm. It was funny. I was at Lowe's the other day picking up some stuff, and a guy in front of me was checking out, and he had the biggest bulge coming out of the side of his shirt. I mean, profiling, hardcore, probably had a .45 on him, and he was standing there checking out. I said, man, you're carrying hot today, and he's like, man, I'm not even carrying it inside the waistband. I'm outside the waistband with a T-shirt over it. I said, oh, I can tell, and he laughed, and I laughed, and he paid for his stuff, and we talked for a minute, and he rode out, and I just laughed because that's how it is down here. Majority of the time, you see somebody with a bulge on their left or right side, it's not their cell phone. It's not their insulin pump. It's usually a pistol. And so that's the interesting part when you start dealing with an armed populace. But that is also the issue why the globalist bankers want the American population disarmed. They don't want to have us realize, which majority of us do, especially our listeners on the show, realize what we're being lied to about. Once about 10% of the population fully understands the scope and the gravity of how hard we've been duped. And I mean from everything, from the Federal Reserve to the entire aspect with the bankers to what we're seeing in the mainstream media. And they realize that Google is about to shut our internet down and that Antifa is about to be fully armed, in my opinion, by black ops or individuals, should I say, that were more than likely involved in Fast and Furious ATF gun running to the Mexican drug cartel. Again, that is completely my opinion, but I fully believe from the people I've talked to that ATF or factions of the deep state will be running weapons, if they have not already done so, to individuals that are coming south of the border, including MS-13 gang members and Antifa members. Because you gotta remember, who is in these Antifa gangs? Who are they? They're running around in black masks. All you see is their eyeballs. They're wearing gloves. They're fully covered. You can't get a DNA hair particle off them. You can't get fingerprints off them. Who are they? Are they contractors? Are they military contractors that are being paid? Are they MS-13 gang members that are coming up or some faction of that? We have no idea. When you start dealing with individuals that are fully protected by the mainstream media, by the mayors of cities, when they show up in all black attire with black ski masks, black gloves, and full black clothing on, so you can't get any DNA off them, there's no hair, there's no fingerprints, there's no skin cells, there's no identifying markers, there's no tattoos, the only thing you see are two little eyeballs poking out. Who in the world are you fighting? We have no idea who they are. We have no idea who they're arming. We have no idea who they're getting ready. Sure, there may be factions of generally organic Antifa members that are running around. They claim to be Antifa, but there may be another 40, 50, 60% of those individuals who have no care in the world about Antifa. They're simply getting a paycheck from black ops, and they know exactly what they're supposed to do and when they're supposed to do it, and as soon as the time comes, they're going to unleash whatever orders they've been given to do what they have to do. So everybody has to understand that that is a very plausible scenario that's going to happen, and why we have to keep cool as long as physically possible, because as I said before, if they get the chance to get a patriot on the right killing somebody and they have it on video, it doesn't matter if it's justified or they're in fear of their life, it does not matter. They will spin it, twist it, convolute it, just like I told you a minute ago with the Trayvon Martin shooting down here. And as long as they can tell the lie enough times, almost everybody will begin to believe it, just like Goebbels said in Germany with the propaganda minister. If they can tell the lie over and over and over and over again, and they say it enough, people believe it. Just like we had, perfect example, just like we had with Q. The 50,000, 60,000, 100,000, might as well make it a million. There's a million sealed indictments. Heck, why don't we just make it 300 million? The entire United States is getting indicted now. Every man, woman, and child is getting indicted while we're at it. Since we're just coming up with fairy tale stories, that's exactly what we saw. And the funny thing was, while it happened, majority of the patriots slept. They sat on their computers, dreamed about Hillary Clinton going to jail, dreamed about Obama being put in handcuffs, dreamed about the indictments coming through, and sat there and believed that nothing else was going on all the time. Google, Facebook, Twitter, the deep state, Antifa, MS-13, immigration, everything happened under the bed, and nobody even looked at it because we were so focused and so excited and so hopeful that we were going to see indictments on a grand scale of all these individuals. We have reports now from the Center of Immigration Studies, individual from CIS, Todd Benson, who's been trying to report and get information. He is saying now that we're expected to see 35,000 African migrants on their way to the United States right now. This is from Todd Benson. He said an unusually high number of non-Latino migrants, obviously from not Central America, are now reportedly passing through Colombia and through Panama on their way to the U.S. Their numbers range in the tens of thousands, primarily from Cameroon, Ghana, Congo, and the Middle East. He said that majority of the mainstream reports are not talking about this whatsoever, that nobody's discussing exactly what I've talked about, how in the world they're actually getting over to South America. He said he's talked to someone who's working in the immigration facilities, and he said they're seeing an average of about 15,000 people a day coming in each day, and about 500 are going out each day. So they're getting in 1,500, another 500 go out. Across the border, they are getting swarmed right now. Swarm. Border Patrol does not even know what to do. They don't even have the facility to stop it. It is literally a full-blown invasion right now, and Todd Benson is saying that he has reports of at least 35,000 African migrants on their way to the United States right now, and nobody has talked about this in mainstream media. Nobody's reporting about this right now whatsoever. We have the idiot Democratic, you know, clown act, the biggest clown act I've ever seen in my life, while they're talking about on-stage debates, everybody has a right to come into the country. You know, all the immigrants need free health care. Nobody has a right to tell people they can't come here. Buddy, we're about to not even have enough room to take care of everybody, much less even have the concept or the discussion of allowing them to come here. They're about to explode on the United States like an atomic bomb if this continues to go through. You go to areas like L.A., you go in Texas, you go to Miami, you go to New York, you go to Chicago, Illinois. They are being flooded with individuals right now. And we have no idea where these people are even coming from, what they're involved in, what their background is, what their training is, or much less what they're even carrying in their bodies as far as viruses or any type of other deadly diseases like we see breaking through in the Congo right now in West Africa. So best believe there are so many things going on right now. It is crucial that everybody stay as healthy as physically possible. Keep your vitamin C intake high, your vitamin D intake high, and have some backup supplements on hand like the astragalus, virographis, and keep iodine in your system. That's one thing that Dad has been adamant about, and I've been adamant about for years, that has kept us very healthy. It's iodine. It's crucial. We have some of the strongest iodine on the market, and it lasts very long because we've dosed it so high with 90 capsules in the bottle. But it's crucial that we keep the immune system high because, again, if you don't have the energy and you don't have the ability and you don't have the stamina and you don't have the immune system to even make a fighting stance, what in the world are you possibly going to do if all this stuff starts to occur? Because it's not going to happen one thing at a little time and 6 months later at a time. This stuff is going to, this is why it's all happening so fast now. It's all going to go bam, bam, bam. It's going to look like a domino if you looked at it from the sky. It's going to happen so fast and so quick, most people are going to have no idea what's coming on. Food. Yeah, no, exactly. And it's ironic because, I mean, you see these things going on all over the place right now. Majority of people don't want to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Food, water, security, as far as firearm, ammunition. Guys, they're already trying to take the ammunition. I've told everybody for years, you better have been stockpiling ammo for the last decade. Keep it dry, keep it safe, keep it clean, and always keep a stash pile. Don't shoot your stash pile or rotate it as you continually do it. Same thing you do with food. Same thing you do with stored water. Rotate it whenever you can. And always know as best you can some basic medic kit as far as having a medic kit, CPR, first responder aspects, some basic first aid survival kits. Because the last thing you want to do is end up getting sick or get an infection from a basic cut or a wound for no legitimate purpose at all. Have the equipment on hand and always keep it with you as far as in your area, in your house, in your bag, wherever you need to do it, because this is not going to go easy. Once this starts to occur, like I said, there's not going to be, you get time to order it online, you get time to run around to the store. It's going to happen really, really fast, Dan.
Well, the Bible says it's like a thief in the night. You know, and you're not going to have time to get your oil and your lamps and everything else is going to be just too... You're not going to have it. I mean, Jesus talks about it. He tells you what's fixing, when, how it's going to end. He says how it's going to come down on you. He told you thousands of years ago what it was going to do. And we need to be aware of that. And we need to be prepped up on this stuff. I mean, you need to have hydrogen peroxide. You need to have something to suture yourself if you need to. You need to have Manuka honey. 20 power, as far as if you get infections on a cut. All this stuff you need to have in inventory on the place right now. As I also said, with our iodine, it's 12.5 milligrams per capsule. I mean, nobody else carries it that high. They put it out in micrograms. It's milligrams. Your body needs 12.5 milligrams of iodine every single day. And that doesn't even include what happens if you get a nuclear discharge or a dirty bomb. You need a lot more than that to keep your thyroid strong so it doesn't absorb the radiation. It's so important that we understand we've got to stay prepped. You need vitamin C. You need D3, K2. You need the iodine, you need powdered multiple, you need general multiple, you need something. If you're not going to do anything else, get the powdered multiple or your capsule multiple, get your iodine, get your D3, K2, and basically your vitamin C. Those are your immune system things. Now, because remember, if they have a huge Ebola breakout, if they bring in, let's say they immunize 25,000 of these Congo people coming over, and they don't immunize them, they inject them with live Ebola virus, has a 21-day, you know, gestational period, you know, developmental period, and they bring them over here. George Soros is paying for this. He's the one paying for this, and he is a Rothschild cutout. It's always the same darn people. He's the one paying for it because it's the same Rothschild group, and they're bringing them over here, and they're going to bring them over here infected, and this is what we're going to have. They're going to have a biological war, and all of a sudden, Trump, oh, Trump the savior, going to come in and go, oh, we have to declare martial law. We have Ebola on the streets. Yeah, there you go. Now we have that same beta test that was done in New Orleans years ago, house-to-house search. Same beta test done in Boston, the Boston bombing, house-to-house search. They're going to bring, and what you said earlier, Austin, I had never thought about. We don't know who in the heck these Antifa people are. They're masked up, gloved up, head, helmet, everything. No DNA samples. They could be full-blown black ops, Blackwater military soldiers that they're running on the street who are following orders and doing what they're told to do to start what they're going to do, the same as the communist government, basically, or the communist revolution paid these guys to be paid provocateurs to go in and overthrow the Russian czar. So this is what's coming our way, coming this way very, very quickly. By the way, I want to give you one other article here. Why am I pressing for vaccine law changes in Arizona? It's about better serving patients. This is by a lady by the name of Bartho. This is on our website. She goes, as a legislator, I promoted greater access to vaccines through broader scope of practice laws enabling pharmacists to administer them. Here we go. Listen. But our kids grew up where the number of recommended vaccines was only 23 doses. But now it's over 50 doses given before the age of 6. Only a fraction of injuries are reported. Parents are frustrated not because they would spare the child the discomfort, the more needles, and perhaps the subsequent adverse effect with multi-fluff shots. Okay, now they're talking about all of these side effects. So, you know, we have to do more to acknowledge the risk is what they're saying. Hey, here's the thing. More to acknowledge the risks? This person's speaking out of both sides of her mouth. She's promoting vaccine usage, and then she's saying that we have to do more to acknowledge the risk. Why don't we do this? And I agree with you on this, Austin. Why don't they give us clean vaccines? I guarantee you these globalist scum that are running this planet, notice I didn't call them elite, I call them scum, have access to the cleanest vaccines and the cleanest things they could possibly get to prevent their immune system from being compromised. They're not going to give that to us, the goyim. The goyim have to sit around the animals, the cattle, the sheep, the pigs, or whatever they want to call us. They're going to do whatever they can to cull the herd and get as many of us gone and out as they possibly can. That's why this is a full-blown attack on our immune systems. And when I have a person like this who's saying, why am I pressing for vaccine law changes? Well, and you're pushing vaccine law changes to allow pharmacists to go in and give vaccines? Are you kidding me? None of this makes any sense. Again, this is doublespeak. This is what they're doing to try to confuse the narrative. Make sure you understand, guys, that when you allow them to inject something into your body, you need to read the label. And then you don't even know for sure if what's on the label is what they say it is. Guys, this whole thing, I watched a movie last night with Ben Affleck. It's a few years old. It's called The Accountant. And this one family had all of these kids that had all these learning disorders, and they had autism. And then finally they make it like these are supposed to be super people with all kinds of special abilities because they basically have autism. They're trying to normalize this thing with autism, Austin, so everybody accepts it and looks the other way when 1 in 32 children have autism, when 1 in 25 children have autism. And then Stephanie Seneff says by 2025, MIT researcher, that 1 in 2 children will have autism. Oh, these are special children. Yeah, what are they going to be special about when they're 40, 50 years old, their parents are dead? Who's going to take care of half the population who's autistic? Nah, that'll be the end of the United States. We won't have a fighting force. We don't have the ability to support the people with autism because there'll be so many of them. We've got to take a look at this, and we've got to figure out what's doing this. It's glyphosate. It's these unbelievably unregulated vaccines with no research and proper testing done. That's what's causing this autism stuff. And we have to understand that's what it is, and we have to say no, and we have to fight it with every breath in our body. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I got to pray for you this morning. You guys are awesome. Thank you for all of the feedback we had on yesterday's show. I'll be playing that one on Friday night. You, Austin, finish it up, and I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
Absolutely, guys. Definitely a lot of stuff going on today. So, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, a lot of the stuff I want to bring everybody's attention. It's not really a fun topic to talk about a lot of this because it's just kind of negative. But I, again, appreciate the support and everybody hanging with us on here because this is something that is really, 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 really important that everybody understands is going on. So be sure if you guys need anything, please give us a call at Health Masters. If you guys need any supplement help, if you need any nutritional advice, whatever you need, give us a call. We'll be happy to help you out. And also to be sure to check out the website for any specials on there, healthmasters.com. The CBD magnesium body balm looks like it just won for product of the week today, so that'll be changing over here in the next couple hours, so be sure to check that out. So again, thank you again for the support, and again, I cannot continue to stress it, be prepared. If everybody has at least some minimal preparation, and I mean minimal, couple weeks from food, couple weeks from water, and just start there. You know, sometimes it can be very overwhelming to say, oh, I don't want to have, you know, a bunch of multiple vitamins and a bunch of fish oil and a bunch of food and a bunch of water and all this stuff for months and months and months. Start with a little bit. Have a week's supply. That's what I was told. Start with a goal. Start with a week's supply. A week's supply of food, water, and supplements on backhand. And then go on from there. And go on from there. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And see where you need to be and what you can do and be prepared for. Because if we all stand together firm and are well prepared and are well ready for anything that happens, and God's with us, nobody can stop us. So I appreciate the support. You guys have an absolutely safe, blessed 4th of July tomorrow. Please be safe. If you're running mortars, you're running big boy guns, be safe. Use wisdom. Have fun. Enjoy the day. And you guys have an absolutely blessed, safe 4th of July. And we'll talk to you guys later on. Thank you so much.